All the truths of mathematics are analytic truths, meaning they're all truths of the same status as bachelors or unmarried males. So, when I know that 2 plus 2 equals 4, all I do is I take my concept of 2, my concept of addition, and I can see that those concepts will give me analytically the result that 2 plus 2 equals 4. So every mathematical truth I know by means of this kind of knowledge of my own meanings, knowledge of my own concepts. Now, added to that idea, you get the thought that what my words mean is a matter of how I decide to mean them, that is, the conventions that I decide to govern them. So it's a convention that I'm going to use the word bachelor to mean unmarried males. So what I really know when I know that bachelors are unmarried males is one of my conventions of linguistic use. Equally, when I know that 2 plus 2 equals 4, what I know are the conventions I've laid down for using the numeral 2. I've laid it down in such a way that, by definition, 2 plus 2 equals 4. Now, you can see that if you pursue this line of thought, you make more and more progress towards the idea that a priori knowledge is not so puzzling. It's really something different from the way the rationalist thought. In the end, it's really knowledge of symbols. That's really what many philosophers, particularly the positivists, maintain. They said, really, all a priori knowledge is knowledge of symbols, knowledge of language. That's all it is, knowledge of concepts. It's not knowledge of some peculiar Platonic abstract realm, which makes it so puzzling. It's something else entirely. That sounds attractive, but the trouble is that's pretty much wrong, that idea. It's extremely difficult to defend the idea that all of our knowledge of these a priori subjects is all a matter of knowledge of language, and I think very few people nowadays actually would maintain it. A quick way to see that it can't really be right is there are all sorts of mathematical propositions which you can't know just by knowing what they mean. If that were true, then any meaningful mathematical proposition you would know the answer to just by knowing what it means. But there are many mathematical propositions where nobody does know the answer to them. They're unsolved conjectures. People often take a lot of work to find out what the right thing to say is. Goldbach's conjecture says every even number is the sum of two primes. Everybody can figure out what that means if you know enough about what a number is and what a prime is. A prime is a number divisible only by itself and one. And you can see that all the numbers examined so far, every even number is the sum of two primes, but nobody knows in mathematics whether every even number is the sum of two primes. But mathematicians know what it means, so it can't be the case that you can just know mathematical truth simply by knowing the meaning of a mathematical statement. And generally speaking, that would be the right thing to say. It's not that you just know something about words or symbols when you know this. You know something about what they mean, and you know something about the objects that they refer to, and that's how you know these things to be the case. So this attempt to try to make all a priori knowledge into knowledge of language and ultimately just how we've decided to use language is a very dubious undertaking, and very few people nowadays, I think, would accept it. Where does that leave us? Well, it leaves us in a very interesting situation. It leaves us with this, and it's a very, you'll find as we go on, this is a very characteristic predicament to be left in. We can, when we reflect on it, we can see that there's such a thing as a priori knowledge. We can see that it's different from a posteriori knowledge. But when we ask ourselves about what it is and how it works, we run into great perplexities and have no clear idea what to say. And we often try to escape these perplexities by trying to come up with some other interpretation of what's going on. And we usually don't fail, so we're usually left with a perplexity at the end of our inquiry. Once we've focused enough and are clear enough, the end of it is not resolution of problems, but the problem comes into focus more, and we're struck by the depth of the problem. So in the case of a priori knowledge, we can see that knowledge of this type is immensely problematic. It's very difficult to understand how it works and what it is. And so it's difficult to know what this thing called pure reason is, and so it's also difficult to know what it is to be a person, because a person is something with pure reason. Now, before we end on this lecture, I want to discuss another debate which is related to this one, but not quite the same, and it may be a debate you're more familiar with. This is the so-called nature-nurture debate. This debate is about what you are born knowing and what you acquire from experience. So there are those who believe that we are a blank slate, meaning that we're not born knowing anything. Everything we know is acquired from experience by our environment, from our upbringing. The other side of that, what's sometimes called the innatists or the nativists, they think we are born knowing some things. Chomsky, the very well-known 20th century linguist and philosopher, psychologist, is famous for maintaining that we know the rules of human language, at least the abstract form of those rules, at birth.